What's up? Welcome to another episode of If I Must Say with Cash and
Sade. Hey y'all.
Hey y'all. I feel like it's been a while.
Yeah.
Well, it was only a week though.
Yeah, it was a long ass week.
Yeah, damn. Okay. So, let's start off with our question of the day.
Okay, so the question of the day is,
which social media platform are you most addicted to?
I got my answer. It's Twitter for me.
Really?
Hell yeah.
It's hard for me to answer that.
Why?
Because yeah. I really like TikTok.
And I was so waiting on you to ask the question so I can say my answer.
I know, because you do it all talk. Like, I really like TikTok, but I do love Twitter too.
Think about it, like, I get on TikTok, but, like, TikTok is
not love,
a big thing.
Girl, what? Girl, I will be on TikTok for hours. Mm-hmm. I get in a hole on TikTok. Like, have you ever seen the story times? Girl, you ain't never came across a story on TikTok?
Yeah, I have. But
and it make you go from, like, another post to another post to another post. Yes. Like, stuff like that. When stuff come up about, like, nature and shit like that, I get caught up in that. Girl, facts, like, certain facts come up. I go to that page. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, damn. Girl, TikTok will have you hours.
I don't know. I feel like, for me, it's Twitter.
Girl, and TikTok is, like, my new Google. If I want to know something, I'm going on TikTok.
Now, TikTok
before I go
to Google. Is my Google. TikTok is my Google. Yeah, you're right about that. Now I love if TikTok. I need to like look up something or like need to know something and I feel like it's gonna be on TikTok, I go look on TikTok.
And I'd be like, I got options how to do this shit. Okay, bet. So I think for me it's gonna be TikTok.
It's Twitter for me. I feel like Twitter is just fun.
Twitter is fun. And I think it's even more fun for me because we got two.
Yeah,
we got our this page, and then we got our personal page. So exactly. Then sometimes I'll be like, ooh,
I don't want to tweet
too wild on my page. Let me go over here to this page. I saw a text you the other day. I was like, I'm going to say some wild ass shit on my page. But like, Twitter is fine though, so I fuck with it. Okay.
I don't know, I just feel like, especially because it's a, like, it's a different world. Like, it's so, for me, it's always like a more realistic world. Like, people are more honest. Like, it's
true.
You know, like, it's just more relatable.
You just say what you think.
Like, yeah, it's way more relatable
true.
But also, TikTok is relatable, too. Like, I feel like TikTok is very, like, you know, honest in a sense or whatever. But I don't know. It's always Twitter for me.
I just feel like my algorithm on TikTok is just chef's kiss. It got humor. It's funny as fuck. I got recipes on there. Fashion shit on there. Like, hair shit on there, makeup shit on there, like, story times. Oh, like, girl, it's lit.
These story times better be good.
Girl, I'm going to have to send you one now.
They just better be good.
I'm trying to tell you. Okay, what's our first topic?
Okay, so, of course, do you have a bucket list or plans for this summer?
Yes and no, because I just had my baby, so I didn't really have like plans, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're gonna do this, but I did know that I wanted to spend like as much time and things like that outside as it was warm and stuff like that. So yes and no.
Mm-hmm. I did have plans for the summer. Like, I didn't necessarily have a bucket list, but I definitely had plans. Of course, like, that I created, I guess, at the beginning of the year. And then when summertime came around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. One of my plans was, of course, moving. I didn't think I was going to move this late. I thought it was going to be much sooner or whatever. But
you
it worked out. But now, I guess my plans have shifted for the summer now or whatever. So, because I need to, like, tap into, like, focus mode.
Yeah.
I've been outside playing.
Got to sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah, ain't no wrong with that.
Yeah. So, I have to tap into focus mode right now. And, you know, put some things on hold. Just until I kind of...
Handle your business.
Yeah, handle my business.
Business first.
Yeah, so I guess my summer happened in June, because July...
Because, baby, in June, your ass is out sight.
Child, side. Good. Out.
Okay. Girl.
I was like, think about it, even leading up to summer, I can say my summer started probably like March for real, like just lit, like lit. Okay, so I had more than enough time, honey.
So now you're like, yeah, let me just focus up a little bit.
Yeah, let me sit my ass down. Yeah, so I feel what I gotta do, so.
Adulting.
Yeah, of course. Do you have like a go-to summer hairstyle?
Yes. I feel like I gotta get braids at least one time.
Really?
And you don't like braids at all.
I'm tender-headed.
I know. I feel like I have to get braids one time. I love braids. So low maintenance.
The last time I got braids was like knotless braids when they first came out. And that was it.
I just love them.
I can't, because I can't sit that long.
True. Girl, like, guess where I be? On TikTok. While I'm getting my hair braided.
I can't sit that long. Like,
Girl, no. It only take 4 hours. That's it.
I don't really have a
4 hours to save me from doing my hair for a month.
But if that's 4 hours of straight sitting. Like,
it's worth it. I don't have to wake up early to get up for work. I ain't gotta worry about my hair. Just lay my edges down, put my bun in on, and go. Oh, sign me up. I sit down for 4 hours.
I can't do it,
girl. But yeah, you are tender headed too, though.
Yeah,
so, yeah, your ass ain't having at all. Like, at all.
And I don't even like people's hands in my head. Like, some people, because I feel like some people are tender-headed, but it's, like, doable. But I don't like people's fingers, like, touching my scalp. Like,
just
leave it alone. Like, just leave it alone. Like,
oh, wow.
No, I just don't. And then it's the combing and the tugging, and you're going to think that you're not being rough, but to me, you're being rough. Like, girl, no.
What is your process of getting your hair done?
Okay, so... Marie used to do my hair. She would braid me down. Mm-hmm. We'd take a little break.
You need a little break.
Yeah, I was like,
she understood though, yeah, so that's
like,
nice.
Just to take your hands out my head for a second, like, just leave my head alone, let it breathe, like, leave it alone, don't touch it, or whatever. But we'd take a little break, and then she would sew it in, take a little break, and then she would style it, and then I'd be ready to go.
Okay.
But even with, like, I guess braiding my hair down. She didn't braid it down. She didn't do no tight braids or whatever. Like, they would be just enough to hold or whatever.
And you have really soft hair too, though.
Yeah. But I can't. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Oh, but my goodness. He's really tender-headed like that, though. Like, he don't like people with hands in his head. Like, you can look at it, but just don't touch it. Just leave it alone. Like, no, ma'am, I can't. I ain't going. But I don't have no go-to summer hairstyle. I wish I did, but I don't have one. It's just whatever I feel like putting in my head at the time, I'll put it in and call it a day. So, okay, so are you a year-round pedicure or mani girl or both?
Huh?
Are you a year-round?
Yeah, the second part, what'd you say?
Or both.
Oh, I go year-round.
Okay, yeah. I don't got time.
Like, yeah, I go
around. But yeah. I know some girls.
I think it's weird not to, though.
Some girls in the wintertime don't get their feet done.
I heard it.
Why is that, though?
I have no idea. I think that's weird. I don't know. That's weird to me. Why would you stop?
And then my thing is, your feet still gotta be shown.
That's like, what I'm saying.
You still in the house.
Your toenails still grow.
Do you just let them grow out, or do you cut them at home?
I think that's like, but why would you stop? Because I feel like that's not like a cosmetic thing. That's like a hygiene thing.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
it's like a normal thing.
Yeah, that's what I like. Yeah, I think it's normal to get pedicures.
don't know, because for me, I think...
I'm trying to think, like... Because I've been getting pedicures since I was little. Like, yeah, I'm probably... When have I never gotten one?
Especially if, like, I don't know, I feel like your mom kind of gets you, she teaches you to get in the routine. To get
yeah.
Or whatever, once you're of age, to sit in the chair.
Huh.
Or even if I wasn't getting a pedicure, but somebody was painting my toenails, like, if I wasn't...
Yeah.
You know, you
that's true.
Cute.
That's true. Because that's weird. Because it's not like they're just not doing nothing to your feet. Like, they... cut your toenails, they do the cuticles, they do all that. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's hygiene.
I ain't got time. Girls are nasty. If you're not getting pedicures, you're disgusting. You disgust me.
The girls are finna be mad.
I don't give a fuck.
The girls.
Jump me.
Not jump you.
Jump
me. I ain't gonna let jump you down. Fight me.
Yeah.
Girls,
have you been seeing what's been going on social media? First off, my nigga Tory Lanez just keep cheating on me, but it's fine.
Girl. Oh, yeah, because I had told you it. I said, ooh.
This shit is pissing me off at this point.
Hell yeah, damn.
Because
she posted them shorts.
And then she posted the picture. Like, she was just
too... She wanted y'all to know, baby.
Why
she had it embarrassed you like that? Why she couldn't text me to you?
Thank you. Why you didn't come to me as no woman?
Like, should.
Why you gotta be seen?
Be seen and not heard.
Thank you.
That's what she said. She was seen.
Then with like Chloe and
I just
Tristan. I don't have time. Okay.
So. I feel bad for her.
I don't feel bad for her.
I feel bad for her.
Because I just feel like at this point...
But I feel like the thing about it is, like, and she said this, or her people said this, like, when they decided to have that baby, she didn't know about the other baby. So when she found out about the baby, what was she supposed to tell her surrogate? Have an abortion? Because she don't want the baby no more? Like, what was she supposed to do? She's stuck. I feel bad for her because she found out about that baby like everybody else did at the same time. That's wild.
I
would have had to get somebody to shoot that nigga. I'm sorry. Like, oh my God. He gotta go.
What you gonna shoot him at? You gonna shoot him dead?
I ain't gonna do it.
Your foot.
I'm gonna tell you what y'all gotta do.
Shoot him dead.
Shoot him dead.
Nigga,
so he can't play?
Yeah. Mm. Not
think about
your
live.
Actions.
Yeah. Okay.
Not think about your
actions. That's just crazy to me.
I just feel like, to a certain extent, I just don't feel bad for her because it's so many red flags and signs that you've been given over and over and over.
That's
even
true.
Before your second child. So
that's true.
You still chose to go along with
be it. In the like, situation.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't feel bad for you. It's just, why do you keep taking doing yourself this. Through
yeah.
this? Like,
I mean, the thing about
I'm
it
sorry,
is,
but he's not even that cute. He's a trash ass player. Like,
he's just a trash ass person
yeah,
at this
like,
point. Like, he's trash.
You act like he really got money like that. Unless I'm missing something, like, let me know. Do he got money like that? Because right
I
now,
I think he do.
Girl, what? Where?
I think he do.
He don't even. I thought he play. I thought he suck. Like,
I think he played all. Yeah. I could be wrong, but I think he do. I don't know sports like that. I don't know if he suck. I don't think he sucked though.
I don't never hear nothing about him like as far as like games though. Like I hear about you and your drama not how
maybe that overshadows that though. Okay. It's the Kardashians. So
yeah,
maybe that overshadows what he does in sports. Like I said, I don't know fucking
now
sports.
Really look it up and see
I don't fucking know, but I'm just saying maybe the drama overshadows what he does. Who knows?
He better be an amazing fucking basketball. I'm talking about he better be.
He ain't LeBron.
He ain't that good.
He trash. He ain't Steph.
He trash.
I be happy. Just like him.
I don't know. And then
they were saying Nikki was pregnant.
She's fat.
I'ma let you have it. Cause I know she ain't pregnant, so that's the only explanation. So I'ma let you have it. But she ain't have to say it like that.
She's not fat. She's thick. Let me stop. I don't like her. I mean, not saying that I don't really care for her or whatever. Anyways. But I mean, like, on a serious note, all jokes aside, I don't think she's fat. I think she's carrying the weight very well. Like, yeah, I like the weight on her. I just don't know.
She just has to wear things that please her body.
Yeah.
Because the things that she's wearing just aren't flattering.
Yeah. But I think the weight looks good on her though. Like, yeah. Don't lose the weight. Keep the weight because the weight looks really good.
Just get new stylists.
Yeah, get something that kind of fits.
Because that one ain't doing it.
Yeah.
Get a new one.
But I think once she finds something kind of clear that fits her body or complements her shape or her body or her weight, I think she'll be just fine. Because I like the way that.
Thank you for respecting the queen.
Girl, fuck you. You took it too far. Fuck you, okay? Anyway. I can always get props on props too. Like I think she looks very nice with the weight. I like her thick better than I like her small, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know, I just feel like she looks like not chunky, but she look like healthy. Mm, looks like she eats. Yeah.
Alright. Okay.
She looks normal, kind of thin. Like,
yeah, I feel it.
I feel like most girls now look so perfect.
Yeah,
she don't look perfect. She looks normal.
Yeah, like it's refreshing like to see.
Girl.
Yeah,
honestly, do you love look thick?
But that's why people love Meg too. Though.
Yeah, now
she's natural,
but like, she's taller. She like Nikki's small, so she's more so normal size for most girls. That
true,
are, you know, like the 5'2", 5'3" or whatever. That's why I say I like it. I think it makes it looks normal because everybody looks so perfect.
Yeah,
so,
with them hips, child.
Yeah, like Jesus. She looks like a normal thick girl. Like,
yeah, that's true.
So,
I feel it.
Yeah, I do.
You know, I love Nikki.
Oh, shit.
I'm just
you
saying.
Take shit too far.
Anywho.
Take shit too far.
Anyways.
Oh, God. So, what you mean? Eating.
Damn, what have I been eating? What have I? Well, the other day, I had to run back Peach Cobbler Cafe because it was just so good. And then also, I've been cooking too, though. Like the other night, I made stuffed chicken, corn, sweet potatoes, and cornbread. And it was amazing. So, I mean, we've been in a little bit of both trying to find a balance because sometimes I just don't feel like cooking. It ain't gonna happen every night, baby.
I hate you.
It's just not. I can't do it. Yeah. I'm tired.
I don't feel like we can order something.
We can order. Cool. You wanna go pick it up? Cool. Like, I just don't feel like cooking. No.
Yeah, I'm just not. Yeah. Mm-mm. I feel it. Well, why you say you had to run back Peach Cobbler Cafe? I had to run back Wild Eats, and I got...
Oh!
Yeah, I got their lobster pasta this time.
How was it?
It's like crack, I'm telling you.
Really?
They got cracky.
Nah, I gotta try it. Wait. Were you high this time?
No, I mean, well, I'm pretty much always high, but I was
this time you wasn't high.
I wasn't high. I was just like really hungry for whatever.
Because last time you was high as fuck.
Yeah, nah.
So I said, run it back just to see if it's going to do what
like,
to do.
Close by, like closer in the area or whatever. And I was just like, oh, like, instead of me just stopping by some fast food restaurant, like,
let me just get some food.
Get some food or whatever. So I got it and it was
bussing.
Good.
I'm gonna have to try it there.
I don't know what it is. I just think it tastes so good.
Does it taste like it's made from scratch?
Yeah, it tastes like somebody really in the kitchen whipping that shit. It don't taste like no
store bought shit.
Yeah, like, no store bought shit.
Like, you know, chain food type stuff. Yeah,
it seemed like somebody in there like really with the work. Like,
I'm gonna have to go. Okay.
Maybe they smoked the blunt before.
Them be the best meals. Them,
you gotta take.
You come up with some shit.
Go take a little smoke.
You come up with some shit. Let me just try, dude.
Let me just see
what this gonna do.
It really gonna hit
bad. I'm trying to tell you. Okay, I'm gonna have to try it now.
That's what I really wanted for dinner tonight or whatever.
What time they close?
They close, I think, at like 12. So I don't know. I could get that. Or maybe they close. Yeah, I think it's 12 or 12:30. I gotta look. But, I mean, I could get that or whatever. I might get that and just call it a day. I don't know. That was really good. And they also sell other stuff. Because it's like other food in the little thing.
Send me that address.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to fuck with it.
I'm gonna send you the little link or whatever.
Yes, please. I'm gonna have to vote with it.
That's good.
For sure.
That's good. I'm telling you. So, other than that, that's all I've been eating. I don't think I've been eating nothing other than norm besides just regular shit. And I think that's it. Yeah, that's it.
And what happened? What did you do this past weekend?
I moved.
Yes.
So.
Child. I'm so happy for you.
Girl, I can't.
Yes.
Yeah, I moved and I'm happy. I feel like I made the right decision on just waiting, I guess, or whatever. So I feel a lot more comfortable, like, in this apartment or whatever. And I just feel like
it was meant to be.
Yeah, it was the right answer or whatever. So,
especially with your apartment number. That's
right. Yes.
That's right.
Exactly. So I really think it was just, you know, like it really does align. And it was just meant to be. So.
Okay.
And so.
And then we also have a big announcement to make before we end the show today.
Are you going to make it?
I can.
Okay.
Well, we are going on a break until after our birthdays. And as you know, our birthdays are literally a day apart at the end of August.
Yes. So she's the 29th and I'm the
30th. Yes. So we just are going to take a break. We're going to be able to relax and, most importantly, revamp, which I'm so excited for because
we'll be on YouTube.
Yes, and we have so many great ideas. Like, this is going to be so much fun. Like, I'm so excited to revamp it. And it's just gonna be a whole new show when we come back. So
I'm excited for YouTube, honestly. I'm excited for them to finally be able, of course they know what we look like, but just to see how we interact, like on camera or whatever,
our faces and everything, like
to like act shit out, like they can actually see the shit out.
That's true.
So I'm happy or whatever, but we'll be back after our birthdays. Of course, you can stay, like, you'll be notified on our on our social media accounts or our social media platforms. Or social media platforms, I'm sorry. But our IG page and our Twitter page.
And we'll still be posting stuff. So we'll still be active and stuff. We just won't be posting any more episodes until after our birthdays.
We'll still be posting, we'll still be lit on the social media
account. So interact and
We still outside, we still outside.
Got to be. So
I hate you. That gotta be.
I'm just so excited. This is gonna be a lot of fun.
I am not excited.
We just have so many things lined up. Like, it's
I'm excited. Like, I'm ready for it. So, like I said, look forward for, like, notifications or just updates, you guys. If y'all really do just want to listen, of course, y'all could listen to our old episodes or whatever. Catch back up. You can start it back from the beginning and go, you know, each episode. That's just kind of stay put. Until after August, you guys.
Okay? Which is just a couple weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say, because there's no time for building.
The way this year flying, that shit going to be here before we know
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Right?
Which is crazy. So that means we got to get to work. We got stuff to do. But that's all I got for you guys.
Yeah, that's all I got. And
Of course, follow our Instagram and our Twitter at @IMustSay_. And you can follow my Instagram and my Twitter at @SaveTheSinger_.
And you can follow me at _CallMeCash. I've been saying _ at the end for the longest fucking time. Girl, yes. And I didn't notice how I randomly looked at my page, but I was like, damn. Yeah, I was just like, damn. I don't even know how I got here. But anyways, yeah, follow me at _CallMeCash. So that's all I got for y'all.
All right. Bye,
y'all. See you in September.